Hello, it's Wednesday, November the 18th, and we come to one of maybe a couple of the most well-known psalms of all. The first one, I think, would be Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and so on. But the other, surely for our time at least, is Psalm 100, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth, serve the Lord with gladness, come into his presence with singing. And we probably know it better in the metrical version of the psalm. In Jesus' day, and for that matter, in the period of the apostles, Psalm 100 and Psalm 23 would not have been the most popular psalm. I think the most popular psalm in the New Testament is Psalm 110. It's the one that's cited most often because of its allusions to Jesus and to the Messiah. But certainly since the Reformation, Psalm 100 has been a very, very popular psalm. Now, notice the command, and this is an appropriate psalm, of course, for next week for Thanksgiving. And the title of the psalm is a psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. It's a command. Serve the Lord with gladness, and then come into his presence with singing. And so, very Hebrew thing going on with two little bookends. In verse 1, make a joyful noise. At the end of verse 2, come into his presence with singing. And in the middle of it, serve the Lord. It's not just worship. It's not just singing. It's also a life lived for the glory of God. So it's not just coming to church on Sunday collectively and singing God's praises. But the centermost part of it is serve the Lord. Work for him. Labor for him. Day by day and hour by hour. And then in verse 3, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. The psalmist then reminding us of who we are in Christ, that we are God's people. We belong to him. We are his the sheep of his pasture. The Lord is my shepherd, Psalm 23. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love, that wonderful Hebrew word chesed again, endures forever, and his faithfulness. Notice in the previous psalm, steadfast love and faithfulness were connected, again repeated here. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Alec Motier, whose commentary on the Psalms is just wonderful, tells the story of two elderly friends of his who are invited to Buckingham Palace to meet the Queen for a garden party. Now, the Queen, pre-COVID, gave these garden parties, I think, four or five times a year, maybe a little more often, to people who have done extraordinary things, perhaps in their community, and need to be recognized in some way. And this elderly couple, friends of Alec Motier, were driven to Buckingham Palace, and one of the officers at the front gate said to the driver, oh, seeing their age, oh, why don't you drive round to the side, it'll be less of a walk, because if you go in the front gate, there's a long, long walk before you actually get into the palace doors. And their response was that when you get an invitation from the Queen, you enter through the front gate, not the side gate. This is what this psalm, Psalm 100, is saying. Enter his gates. The gates of glory, and into the very presence of God. Psalm 100. Have a wonderful day.